Yeah. Just what we need is another guy who can talk to dead people.
Yeah, he allegedly.
Another talks. Swish that can talk to dead people. All right. You know, I can talk to dead people, too, if you want. I was thinking of this yesterday. I was watching on Animal Planet, The Pet Psychic.
Isn't that the coolest show?
No, it's stupid.
Sorry.
I know how to do that. I mean, from time to time over the years, I've had people call in and I can do, like, psychic readings on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought that was a bit that I never really got. I always thought that was a better bit than people thought it was, because I think people thought that somebody told me something, but they never did.
It's pretty easy to ask, you know, questions.
It's a listening trick. The whole thing is a listening trick.
The whole thing's a listening trick.
All right, do a reading on Buzz for his birthday.
No,
I'm not going to talk to Buzz's, but 591 WCKG, if you'd like me to contact one of your dead relatives, I'll do that for you right now, because I can do it.
That James Van Prague communicated with my dead father, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
It was so stupid.
Well, there's people.
Gee, he died young. Did he have heart problems? Yeah, that's a pretty lucky guess. You know, I mean, somebody dies at 46.
I'm if you don't mind, I'm talking to him right now.
Oh, how's he doing?
He's glad you cleaned up your act and you're no longer a slut and you're. He's doing fine.
Excellent. And my mom?
He wants to know why you got mad when he asked you to read from the Bible when he was blind. And he hopes you feel sorry. And when you hear those tapes that you found in the basement, you're going to really, really be sorry. Stuff like that.
Cool.
Any more?
How's my mom doing?
She's at the store.
What else is new?
She was always at the store.
All the time. That's all she did was shop every weekend.
Because I'm getting something. You people ate dinner almost every night. I'm getting some kind of a stuffed cabbage. A stuffed cabbage? Does that mean anything to you?
Yes, we had it a couple times.
Oh.
I'm getting food around food, maybe it's green. Maybe a green, maybe round. And then somebody volunteers something, and then they go, yes, that's it, that is
spinach
it.
Tortellini?
Yeah, that is it, that is it. That's what it.
All right, well, let's try it here first.
Oh, cool.
I got you. If the mood music. Should I talk like this too?
Mm-hmm.
Or should I?
Should I talk like.
Oh, go on.
Let me talk like, hi, how are you? Fantastic.
<It's>,
hi.
who's
this? All right. Here we go. Hello?
And who are you?
Hello.
Who am I?
Is this the straight Quentin psychic, or is this Swish? Like Steve Swish?
This is Quentin Vonderprog.
Okay.
Just wonder.
Quentin Vonderprog. Hello, how are you? Hello, who am I speaking? Who am I speaking to?
This is John.
Pardon me? I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
You may not get the reading right, but you're going to get a date tonight.
Can you hear me now? Can I hear you now? No, I can't.
But he can feel you now.
Stop that.
All right. Now, you want me to contact... I see on the screen here that you feel that I should not know which relative it is that you want me to contact, and I think you're right.
Okay.
So...
if you're talking to him, you should know that.
Pardon me?
If you're talking to him, then you should know who they are.
Well, it takes me a minute or two.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. How are things with you? Good?
Tremendous.
Yeah, good. All right.
That was wonderful.
Thank you. It just started. We're in syndication with the Tribune Company. Feel very good about it. They're putting out a lot of quality programming at the Jenny Jones Show, Sally Jesse Raphael reruns, which are just fabulous.
WGN Network?
Oh, yeah. We got some good stuff. Maury Povich. It doesn't get any better than that. And now me. All right.
But you knew that was going to happen.
Well, not. You're confusing me with a psychic. Okay, that's the first thing we're just going to... Let's get that out of the way right now. I'm not a psychic. All right? And you know what? Your mother is telling me that this is always the way you've been. Very impudent. Very disrespectful. Would that be accurate?
I don't think so.
Well, it's your mother who's talking to me.
Well, then she must be right.
Is your mother... Mother's passed on, right?
Yes.
Wow. See, everyone takes it for granted that I do this, and right there, that should be enough for you. But okay, so, no, she says you've always been a bit of an a-hole, and that things were not well between you when she passed away. And she hopes that you suffer for the next 30 to 40 years. All right?
Wow, you're right on.
All right, bye-bye. I should mention that I usually only talk to the angry relatives. I don't talk to the happy ones. That's for the, you know, for the little swish boys to do. This is the real deal. You want to find out what's really going on? I mean, who dies who doesn't leave all kinds of unfinished business? So, you know, that's where I'm coming from. All right?
It's fine.
It's all yours.
Hello? I can talk to dead people. Who are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Quentin van der Praag. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Fantastic.
Oh, it's good to talk to you.
Also, I can speak to your dead pets. As a matter of fact, I'm chatting with those three dogs that the Al-Qaeda whacked. No, right, and they're saying, yeah, it was silly. They're saying at some point they just got so bored they jumped into the smoke just to get it over with. That's what they're saying.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so sad.
They want to know how they look in the video, and, because they weren't sure if they couldn't tell if the little towel had got a white balance on them, and so, but yeah, no, you guys came out golden. Just, yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm sorry, Nancy, what can I do for you? I mean, Sue, you're Sue, right?
Yes.
But you know a Nancy, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
You're on fire.
Every once in a while, I just
you're
go
amazing.
Psychic. But Nancy's not dead.
No, he's not.
No. But every once in a while, I can go psychic on your ass if I need to. You ever had somebody go psychic on your ass?
Oh, well, can you contact somebody for me?
Yeah, I'm getting somebody already. Hold on a second.
Okay.
It's a sibling.
Yes.
Sibling.
How did you know that?
I don't know. I just talk to dead people.
Okay.
I'm speaking with...
Who?
This person is saying, remember at the park. Does that mean anything?
The park.
The park.
Yes, possibly.
Yeah, all right. I'm getting the park. Playing. Playing. I'm seeing a lot of... I'm seeing someone nauseated and vomiting in the park.
Oh, my goodness.
No, sir, don't play games with me.
No.
All right?
Somebody vomiting at the park?
Yes. Somebody vomiting at the park.
Okay.
Nauseousness. Perhaps off of one of those little merry-go-rounds. I'm seeing him. He's saying, no, remember, we swang, or is it swung? So high. So this is your brother, right?
Correct.
Yes. And there was a swing set? Did you swing in the park together?
No.
All right. Are your parents swingers?
No. Not that I know of.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me just tune in a little bit. I've got a lot of people here staring at me. Sometimes it's hard.
Okay.
Okay. There's vomiting, though. There's a tie-in, a connection between the two of you, right? Some kind of vomiting?
I
see that you were sick, and he was taking care of you.
Sick? Maybe when I was an infant?
I'm sorry, if you can't remember what happened to you in your life, how am I supposed to talk to you?
Well, maybe you're telling me something I'm not even aware of. If I was so small, I didn't even know what was happening.
Right.
See?
Well, okay, he's saying, because he obviously he died when you were very young.
No.
All right, listen here, bitch.
Died.
Get your story straight. All right, are you telling me that your brother never once helped you when you were puking? Can you tell me that honestly?
Yes, I'm sorry. Don't
never?
Get mad. No.
Never?
Mm-mm.
All right, no. Hold on a second. Let me see what this is, because I'm missing it. You know what? You make him want to puke now. The way you're living your life, that's what it is.
Oh.
He would disapprove, wouldn't he? He is disapproving, and does that seem accurate?
No.
Of the way that you're living your life?
No. No, I have a good life.
You have a good life?
Yes, I do.
I know. I'm not saying... You think you have a good life. But think of it from his point of view. He's looking down on you right now.
Okay.
And what are you doing that he doesn't like?
I'm frying potatoes.
Right, exactly. Why are you, you know, what's with the oil? Why can't you bake them? Why can't you do something healthy? All right? You want to go the same way he went? That's what he's saying, and that's how he went, isn't it? He had a heart attack, had blockage, and he just went like that, didn't he?
He drowned.
Right, because he had eaten and he was swimming right after he ate. And you know what he ate? Fried potatoes. Fried potatoes.
No.
Nachos. Oh, wait, hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, you know, that's what it was. He had nachos, but he wanted French fries.
Oh.
But you had to have the nachos, didn't you? Because you were dating a Mexican.
I am a Mexican.
Thank you very much. Get your act together, he says. Bye-bye. 059.